It's Sunday, September 20th, 2009, and welcome to episode 98 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. This past week was our annual technology fair here at EIU, and the Instructional Technology Center had a booth at this year's event to share some of the many innovations that we have been working on in the College of Education and Professional Studies. There was a lot of interest in our netbook project and also in what we call our eSaurus classroom presentation system. The netbook project is going very well in our college, and we shared what we have been doing with these very affordable alternatives to traditional laptops. Netbooks are miniature laptops that typically cost between $300 and $400 that offer a viable solution for use by our students in the classroom when lessons require technology integration. Last year, we needed to replace one of our mobile laptop carts, and after much research and testing, we elected to replace them with a netbook solution. We use technologies extensively throughout all of our programs, and we serve a large number of students. Trying to reserve time in the ITC lab is nearly impossible, as we have 13 scheduled courses in our lab every week. To help meet these needs, the ITC utilizes mobile laptop carts for faculty to check out for classroom use by our students for on-demand computing needs. This essentially makes every classroom in our building a computer lab when needed. We have been using this solution for over 8 years now, and our faculty and students use the mobile laptop carts regularly. Last year, the ITC checked out our mobile laptop carts 365 times to classrooms for faculty and students to use as part of lessons that require technology-integrated activities. A mobile laptop cart solution requires a strong wireless access component, so if you are considering a netbook solution, you also need to address wireless access in your buildings if you plan on using internet resources with the netbooks. The low cost of the new netbooks meant that we were able to purchase twice the number of units for less than half the cost of traditional laptops. Because we were able to double the number of units purchased at less than the price of a conventional solution, we were able to place an additional set of netbook carts in another building that previously never had the ITC mobile cart service available. We can now serve more students and offer more technology-integrated lessons in our classrooms using this on-demand mobile netbook cart solution, and we have done so without breaking the budget. Here is a table of approximate costs comparing a netbook solution to a laptop solution for our needs. Netbook solution A, 60 units times $400 per unit equals $24,000. Traditional laptop solution B, 60 units times $1,000 per unit equals $60,000. Thus, in this example, we were able to save $36,000 over a traditional laptop solution. It is true that you can now buy a traditional laptop for much less than $1,000, but it is also true that you can spend a lot more than $1,000 on a traditional laptop. For schools that are experiencing budget constraints, or schools that need to serve a large number of students, a netbook solution makes a lot of sense. Now, if this were expanded school-wide or statewide, the savings become even more significant. 1,000 units at $1,000 each would cost $1 million, compared to a netbook solution of 1,000 units costing $400 each, the cost would be $400,000, a $600,000 savings. Looking at it in a different way, you could supply 2,000 netbook units for a total of $800,000 and still have $200,000 in savings while serving double the number of students compared to the traditional approach. That $200,000 in savings would go a long way for improving the required wireless access points that are also needed for a campus solution. In these days and times of economic turmoil, netbooks are certainly something to be considered. Taxpayers will also be appreciative of solutions that save significant amounts of public money that provide similar results to the old way of doing business. Opponents of netbooks often state that the processing power of a netbook is not great enough for all computing needs, and it is true that if you do need to do processor-intensive applications like video production, the current crop of netbooks would not be a good choice. However, netbooks were not designed for video editing. Instead, they have evolved to take advantage of Web 2.0 services in the cloud by accessing the internet, and thus the name netbook. I have been using netbooks since they first became available in 2007, and a netbook easily serves 80 to 90% of the computing activities that I do. Most of the Tech Talk for Teachers episodes have been produced on a netbook. The other big advantage of the netbooks that we have discovered is the extended battery life that the netbooks offer. We easily get over 8 hours of battery life out of our netbooks, and the latest models offer more than 10 hours. Compare that to the 1.5 to 2 hours of battery life that the old laptops were getting, and you can see that we are quite pleased with the new netbooks. We check out mobile laptop carts to the classrooms regularly at the ITC, and this advantage in battery life is huge. Recharging between checkouts has been significantly reduced. I also had several questions from visitors at the tech fair regarding the HD TV and netbook setup we were using in our ITC booth. I have provided a picture of our booth in the show notes. The ESOurus is a very simple system and can be built today for under $1,500. Rather than recount the system here, I will point you back to episodes 82 and 83 of Tech Talk for Teachers, where I shared in detail how we built the now famous ESOurus classroom presentation system. Links to episode 82 and 83 are provided in the show notes. I also received several questions about the netbook connected to the ESOurus that was running the new Windows 7 operating system. For those of you that are a bit more technical, you will appreciate the fact that I had the full version of Windows 7 Ultimate Release Candidate, Office 2007, and Smart Notebook version 10 applications running on the netbook in the ITC booth at the tech fair, and it all ran very well. The netbook I was using in the booth running Windows 7 had the Intel N280 1.6 GHz Atom processor with only 1 GB of RAM. It was a stock netbook with no modifications or upgrades, a pretty impressive feat. So if your school is experiencing budget cuts, as many are, or if you need to be frugal with technology purchases and get the most bang for the buck to serve more students, I would encourage you to purchase a netbook and test it out for the situations you foresee your school using. You may be surprised at just how versatile these little guys are. My technology pick of the week this week is a link to an article from Wired Magazine from back in February of this year that provides additional background information about the netbook phenomenon. Since I have received many questions about netbooks, this article does a nice job in describing the history of netbook development and a glimpse to where netbooks are heading in the future. A link is available in the show notes. The computer industry is still reacting to netbooks. Many manufacturers have jumped on the netbook bandwagon, but the netbook market is still evolving, and time will tell if manufacturers can keep costs low. We are beginning to see a blurring of netbook models, with new models sporting screen sizes larger than 10 inches. With increased screen size typically comes increased cost. For many schools, netbooks may offer an affordable solution to meet the computing needs of students. Time will tell if these small devices continue their rise in popularity. Are you using a netbook? If you are, drop me a note and let me know how you and your students are using them in the classroom. That wraps it up for episode 98 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Transcripts and show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the Eastern Illinois University Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC. Just click on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissel. Keep on learning.